A major step in sport equity was announced this week. The Canadian Paralympic Committee, CPC, unveiled its Paralympic Performance Recognition Program on January 24, which will provide a financial reward for medals accrued at Paralympic Games equal to the amount Olympic athletes are awarded. "I think I'm still processing it, honestly," said Okotoks wheelchair rugby athlete Zach Medel, a three-time Paralympian, and silver medalist at the 2012 Games in London. "Just the fact we're seeing that equity and equality happen compared to the Olympians. Before there might have been, not jealousy to see the Olympians get paid, but it just seemed like there was a disparity there, and now that it's a little more equal it seems like Paralympic movement is heading in the right direction." The program will reward $20,000 for a gold medal, $15,000 for a silver medal and $10,000 for a bronze medal starting with this summer's 2024 Paralympic Games in Paris. A program has been in place to financially reward Olympic medalists since 2006. "This is more motivation for us moving forward, not that we weren't motivated already or training hard," Medel said. "But having this in the back of the mind might light a fire under a couple of us." Medel, a Holy Trinity Academy grad, burst onto the Paralympic scene in 2012 and developed into one of the top wheelchair rugby athletes in the sport and a leader of the Canadian squad. He also competed at the 2016 and 2020 Games. "This is the first time there's been a cash bonus of any kind in my career for a Paralympic medal," he said. "There's been whisperings of it, and I know after some recent games, there was some private donations made to some medalists by some Good Samaritans that felt it was unfair that Paralympians weren't being recognized financially for their accomplishments. The fact there is a system in place to ensure that moving forward the medalists will be well rewarded is pretty exciting." A press release from the CPC said an initial $8 million endowment for the program was created by its philanthropic partner, the Paralympic Foundation of Canada, to ensure a sustainable funding model, adding that lead donor Sanjay Malviya is contributing 50% of the funds through his foundation. Malviya is matching a $2 million investment from the federal government. "Today is a historic day for Paralympic sport in Canada, and is the accumulation of years of work to create a more equitable, inclusive space for Canada's Paralympians to compete," said Marc-André Fabien, CPC president, during the announcement. "For many years, CPC has been focused on developing a system that is fair and effective by investing in athlete development and strengthening Canada's Paralympic movement. We have made significant advancements in support of Paralympic sport in recent years, and a performance recognition program was the next major priority to ensure athletes receive both the resources they need to continue competing, and the recognition they deserve for their dedication and accomplishments on the world stage." Medel and Canada's wheelchair rugby squad, silver medalists at the 2023 Parapanam Games in Chile, will soon be off to New Zealand for their last chance qualification event into the 2024 Paralympic Games. Canada will be vying for one of three qualifying spots in the March 20-24 event that will also feature Australia, New Zealand, Brazil, Colombia, Switzerland and Germany. Closer to home, the Wheelchair Rugby National Championships will be held at the MNP Community and Sports Centre in Calgary from May 17 to 19.